A society of friends, an ideal we've all dreamed of. The Society of Friends is also the name of a religious organization that in many ways embraces that ideal. They're known also as Quakers, a group of Christians founded by young George Fox in England more than 300 years ago. At the very center of their spiritual belief is the principle of human equality, of divine potential within everyone. It's a point of view that has often pitted Quakers against laws and social mores. But even in adversity, the Friends usually hold to their quiet, peaceful ways. Here's the former editor of Friends Journal, Ruth Kilpeck.
There is that gentleness, and when it's a true gentleness, it's also very strong. It has far-reaching effects. If it's gentleness based upon a conviction of the power of God and the power of God's love to work in people's hearts, it's a very wonderful thing. I think sometimes it's misconstrued to be a weakness or flabbiness or of not knowing or what we want to do. I think when that does happen, that is a very poor thing that happens, and it can happen.
What is the fine line between weakness and a sort of powerful gentleness?
A true gentleness is something that comes from the heart. It is not forced by the person who is being gentle. It's an overall way of living, an overall way of looking at life and of looking at other people. And if you truly care about them, I mean, just as you're gentle with a child, if you see the beauty in that child's eyes and the possibilities of this wonderful life, how can you use force? I mean, strike a child. And I think in its best sense, that's the way really, truly gentle friends look on other people.